Has the explosion of social media in Australia, in fact, made us lonelier? As more people participate in relationships online, some are questioning what it's doing to the quality of these relationships. But for every skeptic of Facebook's ability to create something meaningful, there's a host of social media users who count their online friends just as important as those real friendships. This report was filed by Archie Guadella.
Sociology Professor Adrian Franklin from the University of Tasmania there. Professor Franklin's research with the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute has suggested that rather than strengthening social bonds, social media is to a large extent responsible for diminishing them. He says it has to do with the lack of depth of our online ties and a devaluing of what it means to be real friends.
We think they're the real deal, don't we? And we think we're being really, really clever by being a networker, by having huge numbers of people to call on and operate with. And it kind of comes in from the business model of networking and forging contacts. But in actual fact, the kind of relationships we have with them are extremely weak. We know with our true friends that we make in real life that they're our friends whether we're with them or not. We know what they think about us. We've got a big store of engagements with them. But when your online friends go offline, that's it. You're until further notice with your Facebook friends, unfortunately.
Professor Franklin's research is part of a creeping scepticism about the idea of social media as being an adequate replacement for real, more tactile, offline relationships. But do the positives outweigh the negatives when it comes to forming social media friendships? Michelle Blanchard is a senior researcher at the Inspire Foundation, an internet-based organization which uses social media to create a positive dialogue between young people about the mental health and well-being issues they face.
I would probably suggest that for the young people we're working with, these social networks aren't superficial at all. They're a way of young people actually being able to express themselves, being able to make sense of who they are and engage with the world around them.
Blanchard says that having an active online social network can profoundly help people feel connected to those around them. And she says it's not as cut and dry as online relationships simply replacing offline ones.
Young people are really using online social networks as a way of actually reinforcing their face-to-face social relationships. So it's much like when I was at school 10 to 15 years ago and, you know, you'd walk home with your group of mates only to then jump on the phone to them for the next couple of hours. It's really a way of actually strengthening and reinforcing those relationships.
The support program that she works on, called Reach Out, is designed for people to connect and share their stories and provide mutual support via social networking. A testament, she says, to the effectiveness of social media for providing support services.
We certainly know that for young people experiencing a tough time, online social networks can be a really important place for them to find help and support. Sites like Facebook and Twitter can actually connect young people to new sources of information and to new individuals or groups. A really good example is when we did a research project a couple of years back called Bridging the Digital Divide. I went and spoke to a support group for young people who were same-sex attracted and experiencing homophobia in their community. They were a group that met face-to-face, but they used MySpace and Facebook as a way of actually encouraging young people to engage with their service before they actually connected with them face-to-face. And they found that for young people that weren't quite ready to come out, it was a really good way of being able to build trust and connect young people to a support service that they wouldn't have had access to otherwise.
Michelle Blanchard from the Inspire Foundation, ending that report by Archie Guadella for the Fourth Estate.